You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
I compare it to my grad school. That's what I call it, my grad school. Instead of actually going to grad school, I think I went got my grad school at John Madden Sales. No, I learned, you know, so much on so many aspects between, you know, horse care at the highest level, riding skills, organizational skills, managing, you know, a string to compete at the highest level. But I would say one of the key takeaways, and it's still to this day is so important, is really to just keep practicing the basics all of the time. Basic horsemanship, basic riding skills, because those are just the fundamentals for everything else. Like correct position, because I think that is, and I still, you know, work on it. We all have position flaws. We all have this and, you know, things that we have to always work on. But I mean, I'm so lucky that I have their help still today and that I'm able to keep honing in on all the fine details that basically are, you know, the basic fundamentals.
Welcome to the Practical Horseman Podcast, featuring conversations with respected riders, industry leaders, and horse care experts. The show is co-hosted by Practical Horseman editors, and our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. I'm Alana Harrison, and this week's episode is with show jumper Callie Schott. Five-star show jumper Callie Schott grew up in an equestrian family at River Mountain Farm in Versailles, Kentucky, with her dad, Trey Schott, who's an equine veterinarian and polo player, and her mom, eventer and hunter-jumper trainer, Elaine Schott. After graduating from the University of Kentucky, Callie spent 5 years working with Beezy and John Madden, where she sharpened her riding and horsemanship skills and learned various training methods that have made the Maddens some of the most successful riders and trainers in the world. Callie has established herself as a rising star in the sport of show jumping, as well as revisiting success in the hunter ring. She campaigned at some of the best shows in North America, earning top honors in prestigious competitions at Spruce Meadows, the American Gold Cup, the New Albany Invitational Classic, Winter Equestrian Festival, the Vermont Summer Festival, the Hampton Classic, and the Kentucky Horse Show Series. In recent years, Callie and KWPN gelding Garant have had dynamite success. The pair began 2023 with top 10 placings at the Winter Equestrian Festival and were third in the Grand Prix of Traverse City CSI 3-star and at the Ajiro Grand Prix CSI 3-star during the Traverse City horse shows. In 2024, Callie made her senior team debut at the League of Nations Abu Dhabi with Garant, helping the NetJets U.S. jumping team to a sixth-place finish in a highly competitive international field. Schott and Garant were shortlisted for the 2024 Paris Olympic Games and represented the U.S. jumping team in the FEI League of Nations Netherlands CSIO 5-star in Rotterdam. After a brief hiatus from the competition ring due to an injury, Callie made her comeback debut with Garant last summer at Traverse City Horse Show's Great Lakes Equestrian Festival, where they won the CSIO 3-star Grand Prix during Nations Cup Week. They also took top honors at the Go Rentals CSI 5-Star Grand Prix at Desert International Horse Park in Thermal, California, this past December. In our podcast, we talked to Callie about her partnership with Garant, the wisdom she learned from working with the Maddens, how she keeps her horses fit for show jumping, and why she's so passionate about the sport. Every horse deserves to feel their best. That's why veterinarians trust Dechra Veterinarian Products, a global leader in equine health. From joint comfort and mobility to reproduction, skin and eye care, and essential fluid therapy, our solutions support horses through every stage of life. When your veterinarian recommends Dechra products, you can be confident your horse is receiving high-quality, proven care. Because at Dechra, we're dedicated to helping your horse live healthier, longer, stronger. To learn more, go to Dechra-US.com. That's DECHRA-US.com.
Hi, Callie. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to chat with us today. We are so excited to have you.
Hi, yes, I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. So, Callie, in recent years, you and Garant have had a dynamite success and were shortlisted for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Can you tell us a little bit more about him and your partnership with him?
Yes, so we acquired Garant in 2022 from BZ and John Madden, and that in itself was just a very lucky situation to have the opportunity to get to try him and see if we were a match. And yeah, it's just been a kind of a fun story from there. We spent some time getting to know each other and then have just been, I've been getting experience doing my first 5-star level with him. And yeah, he's been a really great teacher.
And can you tell us a little bit more, Callie, what he's like to ride and train?
Yes. Every day he is just so lovely to ride. He's really has great flat work skills and is really chill day to day. To compete, he is, he really gets into the game and he loves his job. He gets super fired up. I describe it a little bit like a rocket ship. Once we go through the timers, it's like, okay, here we go.
I love it. And what's his personality like behind the scenes?
He's a little mischievous. He's put very playful, but he's just he's a very good-natured horse. He knows his people. He kind of nickers to me. He nickers to his groom. Like he knows when we're around the corner and he talks to you. It's really sweet. Like yesterday, I just had been gone from the barn for a couple weeks, and it was so cute when he came into this, when he was in his stall and I hadn't seen him yet. Like he whinnied to me.
Oh, I love it. Is that not the best feeling ever?
No, I said that literally just made my day. It was like, he missed me.
I love it. No, that absolutely makes your day, for sure. And Callie, we understand the two of you returned to international competition this past summer. where you won the CSIO 3-star Grand Prix during Nations Cup week at Traverse City. Can you tell us a little bit about what that win felt like, especially since you and Garant won your first 5-star Grand Prix at Traverse City in 2022?
Yeah, it was a really, really great experience this summer. I felt like we had just come back. I had been out with injury, and it was our first big competition back. And I think he was feeling super fresh and fantastic. And just to be able to have that time with him again in the ring was just magical.
Amazing. And we understand you were returning to competition after an injury and subsequent shoulder surgery. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that injury, Kelly, and what your recovery looked like?
Yeah, so it was just, I actually injured it. I did not even have, it was not a fall. It was, I was in the air over a jump, and the horse I was riding put their head like straight down between their front legs looking at something in the air, and it pulled my shoulder out of the socket. So we just decided to, you know, find out what was happening for my shoulder to be doing that, and found out that I needed to have my labrum repaired as well as my rotator cuff and bicep attachment. So I had a pretty extensive shoulder surgery, and you know, it was a good, a lot of physical therapy, and you just had to do the proper, like, you know, wait for it to heal enough to then go through all the steps to get yourself back up to level.
Yeah. Was it hard getting back in the saddle? Or had you pretty much like fully healed by then?
I mean, getting back in the saddle was not the hard part. It was just, you know, I really tried to keep myself as fit as I could, but there's just nothing like spending time in the saddle. I would say it took me a while to get really physically back to be on my best performance. Although, I mean, I did well and like even won my first, you know, Grand Prix back, but it still just took a little bit to get everything really back to what I felt great doing.
Right. No, for sure. And like you said, sometimes even if you try to stay as, you know, fit as possible, there's just nothing like saddle time.
Right. Sure.
And what's next on your radar for you and Garant?
So I'm actually going to go up to WAC Ocala this week and do a 4-star there. And then I'm going to be taking another horse to represent U.S. at Abu Dhabi. I guess my goal is to either ride as an individual or for the team for both the Wellington Nations Cup and also the one in Ocala at the end of the year. And then I would say a big goal is to make the short list for the WEG this summer.
Excellent. Well, we will be sure to be on the lookout. And Kelly, would you mind telling us about any other influential horses in your career and what you learned from them?
Oh, I feel like I've had so many, but probably one of the most was my pony. His name was Toucan Play. And he was a very, very fancy large pony that his breeding was a little bit all over the place. But he was extremely talented, but also extremely particular. And if I did not get him to the perfect distance, I would usually fall off. So I think he taught me the importance of accuracy, but also determination, grit, and, you know, what a humbling sport it is. Because I think one day you walk out the winner and the next day you'd be walking out with your pony right next to you.
So true. So true. And we, of course, know you spent 5 years working with BZ and John Madden. Can you tell us about that amazing experience and any key takeaways you learned from your time with them?
Yeah, I really, I compare it to my grad school. That's what I call it, my grad school, instead of actually going to grad school. I think I went, got my grad school at John Madden Sales. No, I learned, you know, so much on so many aspects between, you know, horse care at the highest level, riding skills, organizational skills, managing, you know, a string to compete at the highest level. But I would say one of the key takeaways, and it's still to this day, is so important, is really to just keep practicing the basics all of the time. Basic horsemanship, basic riding skills, because those are just the fundamentals for everything else. Like correct position, because I think that is, and I still, you know, work on it. We all have position flaws. We all have this and, you know, things that we have to always work on, but I mean, I'm so lucky that I have their help still today and that I'm able to keep honing in on all the fine details that basically are, you know, the basic fundamentals.
Exactly. And I think that's something we all appreciate about our sport, is that it's always evolving and you're never perfect. And there's always opportunity to improve.
Yes, for sure.
In addition to the Maddens, were there any other notable mentors or coaches, Hallie, who were formative in shaping you as a rider?
Yes, definitely. One, both my parents are very involved, were very involved in my career. My mother, I grew up learning how to ride from her. And at a young age, I started riding with David Wright, who is no longer with us anymore, but he was a very, very influential person in my career. I do not think I would have gone down the path that I have without him.
Was there anything in particular, Callie, out of all the equestrian sports? Because I know, I believe I read your mom did eventing and hunter jumper.
Yes.
Was there anything in particular that just drew you to show jumping?
I mean, I would say my time at John and Beezy's really like solidified my passion for show jumping and learning about it at the top of the sport. And I've always wanted to be involved with horses somehow, some way, like whether it was, you know, doing hunter jumpers, equitation, helping my family in polo, doing dressage, like eventing. Like I was down the hunter jumper path. But really seeing how the Maddens, I think, developed horses and competed in the top of the sport really influenced the path that I wanted to do.
Yeah, for sure. Learning from the best. And Callie, circling back to your roots again, because I understand that your dad was also a polo player and a veterinarian. Can you tell us a little bit more about like what it was like growing up with your parents as riders too?
Yeah, I mean, it was really a family affair. And I think it made a lot of things very second nature to me. Just growing up with just part of life every day. I mean, I grew up in the barn. On holidays, we spent them every single holiday. We would take a family trail ride. We would be in the barn ourselves because we would always give all of the help, you know, time off. And I mean, there were many times in our lives that we didn't have help and it, we just did it ourselves. And I just really feel like it was just how I was raised. Horses were just part of life.
What a special experience. I love that.
And even like care, you know, just my dad's also a veterinarian. So I was very lucky just to learn very early on with a lot of different, you know, situations, how to handle them.
Yeah, for sure. And I assume Kelly is, he's an equine veterinarian?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you certainly learned a lot.
Sure. And Kelly, would you mind speaking to your overall training philosophy and teaching style?
My overall training philosophy and what?
And your teaching style?
Teaching style. I would say I try to emulate very much the method that John and Beezy use. And again, it's very an American system. Forward riding, light seat. But I think what that really is just trying to be able to clearly communicate with the horse in the best way possible, which comes from a very good position. You know, giving them cues that are very clearly communicated to them so that the horse isn't confused by what you're asking. And at the end of the day, riding is basically just having a conversation with the horse.
So very true, for sure. And Callie, do you have any favorite training exercises that you feel like your horses consistently benefit from for the jumper ring?
I mean, I think really making sure that they do a couple things very well. One, go forward and backwards, lengthen and shorten. You can do that by setting points, you know, giving yourself without any, say you don't have any poles to practice between. You can just give yourself like points in the arena, like, okay, I'm going to go from this point to this point forward. At this point, I'm going to then collect to this other point. And then just, you can just do that. Or just say, I'm going to go forward 5 strides. I'm going to come back 5 strides. Just changing gears and making sure that the horse is very responsive to that, I think, is probably the most important thing for the jumpers, is that changing of the gears.
Right, that adjustability for sure.
And also, I think, you know, being flexible to go left and right, so just practicing, you know, lateral work. But I think if you can go forward and back and left and right, you're good to go.
Very true. And Callie, would you mind telling us what your horse's fitness schedules look like?
Yeah, I mean, I think when it changes, it varies throughout the year depending on what they're doing. But when they're in full competition, they get ridden 6 days a week. They go on the horse walker a couple times a day. They go out in the paddock. And I would say they get exercised around 50 minutes with scheduled walk breaks in between. And each horse, it just depends a little bit on where they are in their career, how often we jump them, or do, you know, poles and Cavalletti exercises.
And Kelly, do you struggle with competition nerves? And if so, would you mind telling us how you deal with those in the moment?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, I think everybody who does the sport at some level has competition nerves. I am usually pretty good at handling them, but I do a couple techniques to really help them. And I think the first thing that I do is identify that I am nervous. And then the signs that I am nervous, the signs usually are like yawning is a sign of that I'm nervous. Also kind of shivering. And instead of being worked up about these, I try to take them and turn them into like, oh, this is exciting. This means it's something important. I am nervous about this. And just really trying to get into the moment and find, you know, yourself in the present moment. I do some box breathing to really focus and center. And I really just kind of repeat the pattern of the course in my head over and over until it's a little bit second nature.
Excellent. And would you mind telling us a little bit more about the box breathing?
Yeah, so it's, you can do different numbers of breaths, but like for instance, you inhale for 5 breaths, like 5 counts, and then you can hold it 5 counts, and then you exhale 5 counts, and just doing that a few times in a row, like really, it lowers your heart rate and it really kind of centers you from thinking about really anything else that's going on.
Yeah, for sure. It's so funny you said that, Callie. I think I also yawn when I'm nervous.
Yeah.
No, it's just funny how it manifests differently in people.
No, like so many people are like, how are you tired right now? And I'm like, no, I'm not tired.
I'm just nervous. Right.
And Kelly, do you have any competition superstitions?
I do like wearing some part of article that's blue. Like a lot of times they're my socks.
Excellent. Any particular shade of blue or will any blue do?
Any blue.
I love it. Is there any reasoning behind the blue?
Blue's one of my favorite colors, but also, you know, first place is blue.
Your blue ribbons. Yeah. I love it. And in this sport, things often don't go as planned and you have to learn how to deal with those moments. Can you speak to any lower points in your career or disappointments and how you handled those?
Oh, you know, quite a few. We all do. I would say one of a recent disappointment would be a couple years ago. It was my first night class competing for my owner here at WEF on Garant. And, you know, I think I maybe got a little tight under the pressure of the situation and didn't, you know, ride my best. We ended up retiring from the round. And, but instead of really dwelling with that, I tried to learn from that and one, recognize that when I am getting nervous, like, how can I still ride like the person that I know that I can ride and not let the nerves get in the way?
And Kelly, in addition to riding, I know you obviously spend so much of your time in the saddle, but we all know, you know, how in shape you have to be. Any other specific exercises or workouts that you do or recommend to people to help stay in shape for riding?
Yeah, so I do circuit training with a trainer. And when I'm not able to work out with him, I try to do, you know, a basic rotation of exercises that are, you know, full body circuit training. And then also yoga, a lot of yoga.
Yes, I feel like yoga, especially the older I get, yoga helps so much.
Yeah, I think the flexibility, but also like a lot of the power yoga really, you know, you need so much core strength to do it. But also I think like just following the sequences of patterns and flowing, like it really helps your brain connect in that way that I think helps for riding courses too.
Yeah, no, I see exactly what you're saying. And honestly, I feel like it helps me. Like I tend to hold my breath when I ride and it helps remind me to breathe.
Yeah.
And Kelly, you've experienced so much success as well over the course of your career. What would you attribute to your consistent success?
I would say, honestly, just showing up every day, trying to be the most professional person that I can. And I mean that in a way, like for my horses, like trying to show up in a way that is the same and open to learning every single day, learning from them, learning from others, just being very open for information all the time.
For sure. It's a constantly learning process. And Callie, what's the hardest part of this sport for you?
It's just a hard sport. Jumping big jumps is hard. And, you know, I think keeping a very positive attitude and being able to take your failures and use them to help what comes next. I guess taking the failures to turning them into positive things. And I don't, that's not hard for me necessarily, but I feel like that is a challenge that I think everybody faces, is being able to not get caught up in what goes wrong, but using that to really like help shape and do better in the future.
Yeah, for sure. And what advice would you give your younger self?
I would give my younger self advice is to really, really enjoy the ride while you're on it. And life goes by quicker than you think. And also, I think just try to really open your eyes to everything around you.
And Callie, in your opinion, what makes a good horse person?
I think someone who listens to what the horse needs and puts that before anything else.
Excellent. And I know we talked a lot about the ramp, but are there any other horses, Callie, on your radar right now that you could tell us about?
We are so lucky right now with an incredible string of talented horses in the barn. Ironix is a horse that we got when he was young, and he's really turned in to be a super competitive 150 horse. Diamond Touch is another horse that I've gotten her to the 2-star level, but I think she's going to be another one for top sport. Eurekus is also a famous stallion that we bought last year, and I've just been doing him in some of my first 5-star competition, and he's absolutely unbelievable. I have another new 8-year-old that we acquired recently who we're super excited about. His name's Aggie. And and then we just have a few others that are also really talented that we're hoping to see make it all the way.
Awesome. Well, sounds like you guys are going to be very, very busy with a lot of talented horses for sure. And then Callie, would you mind, just because a lot of times people love to know and are interested, just kind of like what a day in your life, I guess, looks like as far as getting up and training and schooling your horses and all that stuff.
I usually wake up. I do some red light therapy on my body and yoga and some yoga before I go to work. And then I go to the barn usually. It just depends if it's a show day or not, anywhere between 6:30 and 7:30, and ride. On a non-competition day, we usually try to feed the horses around 3. And then I go home and usually exercise, whether it's, you know, going for a run or doing circuit training or yoga class. And usually then just cooking dinner, hanging out with my husband and my dog for a little bit, and then going to bed.
Excellent. Sounds like a pretty awesome day to me, for sure.
Yeah, no, it is. Every day I wake up and I get lucky to be usually in very nice weather too. So that is a big bonus.
For sure.
And then Kelly, we just had some final kind of fun questions for you. If you could go back in time and relive any ride of your lifetime, what would it be?
Any ride of my lifetime?
Right. Like any favorite ride, whether or it was a competition or...
I would have to say probably when I was in December in thermal. At the 5-star at the Major League Horse Show.
Excellent. I love it. And then, Kelly, do you have a favorite type of jump? Like just something you love to go over, whether it's an oxer or...
Yeah, I would say I would prefer an oxer to a vertical.
I agree, personally. And then we were going to ask about any four-legged animals besides horses that you had. It sounds like you have a dog.
Yes, I have a dog named Harp.
Harp?
Harp, H-A-R-P.
Oh, I love it. What kind of dog?
He's a Patterdale Terrier.
Oh, super cool. And if you had to say mares or geldings?
Oh, that's a tough one. Good mare is a good mare. I would say, I don't know, a mare.
It's a hard question. And Kelly, when you're not riding, where can we find you or anything about you people might not know?
Oh, where you can probably in the barn.
Most likely, for sure.
If I'm not riding, I'm probably in the barn.
That sounds probably about right, for sure. Well, Kelly, we have covered such a broad range of topics today, but is there anything I just didn't think to ask you that you'd like to share today, or do you feel like we covered it?
I think that's good.
Excellent. Well, thank you so, so much, Kelly.
Thank you for listening to this week's conversation with Callie Schott, and a big thank you to the episode sponsor, Decra. You can subscribe to the Practical Horseman podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. While you're there, please rate and review the show. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Alana Harrison, and you've been listening to the Practical Horseman Podcast.